AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The nation has a new federal holiday. It will actually be tomorrow, commemorating the end of slavery. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
June 19, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Since June 19th is Saturday, federal workers will mark the holiday tomorrow. A ruling today from the Supreme Court on Obamacare.
The ACA is here to stay.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's reaction to the Supreme Court decision on an attempt to do away with the Affordable Care Act. This was the third attempt to end the ACA. The AP's Mark Sherman reports, since the court is more conservative, opponents had higher expectations.
But two of those three, Justices Barrett and Kavanaugh, were in the majority today to rule that the challenge should be rejected.
The Supreme Court also ruled the city of Philadelphia violated the Constitution by limiting its relationship with a Catholic foster care agency over the group's refusal to certify same-sex couples as foster parents. Democrats in Congress are eyeing a $6 trillion infrastructure package that goes far beyond roads and bridges. Israel launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. Activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There's no immediate reports of casualties from the strikes. The Dow finished down 210 points. This is AP News. Much of the West has been blasted with sweltering heat.
109 right now in Lancaster. Supposed to get to 111.
Mitchell Allen is in Lancaster, California. The expected high temperature in Phoenix today, 117. The hot weather can be tied to the drought drying out the landscape. There was a wardrobe malfunction in space.
We're still talking about that suit issue. Hopefully we have words for you shortly. Understand you're working the socket.
Spacesuit problems prevented astronauts from completing the installation of powerful new solar panels outside the International Space Station.
Hi, Shane and Tamai have next steps and an answer for you on the suit for now, Shane. What we are going to do is have you return to the airlock at this time and connect to the SCU for a warm restart.
NASA's Shane Kimbrough and French astronaut Thomas Piquet are supposed to venture back out for installation work Sunday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.